What are we doing?
Okay, first,
it's
Trump. Yeah, I'm going to send up a
little bit. Please, just tell them we're starting.
That's right. Just go ahead. Get in the board.
Okay, folks. Okay, we're starting the meeting.
Someone said he's pretty bored, so.
Okay, to the public members that are here, the LSC met with our executive, our general manager, to discuss issues with the solar project. Mm-hmm. He's going to come back to us with a report. And we'll report out to you further, okay? We have some questions regarding the project. We'll report back in 60 to 90 days. We move to have Bernard look into contract details that we need to have him look into. Okay?
He's going to report to you, or else he's going to report to the public.
We're going to report to the LSB, and then we're going to report out to the public. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we're going to move on to our P&B director report. And we're going to start with Ken. Hello? Okay.
Quick information, Mr. Chair. I sent the whole LSC the motion and the report out to the executive.
Thank you. Okay, we have 20 minutes for this. For those directors, if they could make these brief, if they're able to. Okay. Ken Aaron, would you report, please?
We had an in-person meeting in Washington, D.C., and it was a lot of fun. Very nice to meet the people down there, and already covered a bunch of issues, and but it was mostly good to spend time meeting with people. Summer will give it actual detail. It's a good station. They have a new general manager, John Hughes. It was great facilities. They're very cordial. Had a great time. And
is that the news, Ken?
Yeah, it's not really. I don't want to waste any time. I'd rather just give it up to Summer and Lydia and
Rodrigo. What is your committee that you are on?
Before I give it up, I do want to say that the keynote of the meeting was a motion brought forward by Rodrigo.
Oh, good.
That passed with a significant majority.
Okay, and Rodrigo, if you could report out on the motion and your impressions.
The motivation. Basically, on the programming committee, that we actually approve a motion based on the racial nationality policy that was established in 2005, which had put forward a new program in Spanish, but not only at CPFK, but nationally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 5 hours a week for each radio station. So we made a study of the actual demographics of each radio station, mm-hmm. Either Washington, New York, Houston, in Bay Area, in Los Angeles, and we found out was that it didn't, the existing programming didn't reflect, the demographics, the existing demographics. So also we did a research of the existing programming, and mainly the programming of places like Houston or the Bay Area is bilingual, and especially in Houston, they have a program in Spanish, but it's from 2 a.m. to 4 p.m. to 4 a.m. In Washington, they don't have no Spanish language programming. It's only some music programs, but nothing news and affairs and social public affairs.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, we move a motion that basically that no later than 7 days, after the end of the meeting, which it was kind of redone, so it actually should read that no later than 7 days after October 12th, the executive director shall direct all managers of all fire stations to issue an open call to all of those programmers who might be interested in participating in the development and implementation of a one-hour-a-day public affairs and news programs based on the Pacifica Racing Nationality Policy Motion approved in 2005. So, and such new programming must be aired no later than January 1st, 2012. It's recommended that the hours that should be set, the date should not be earlier than 6 a.m., no later than 9 p.m., that the PMB Programming Committee, with the collaboration of each station's programming committees and management, we will be coordinating the development of such efforts. Mm-hmm. Basically, the majority, I think I was 13 votes. No, yes, no, abstain, four no's, and two abstain, as if I can recall, right? Mm-hmm. So that basically, that's one of the things that we moved and was approved. But so far, let me tell you, I haven't received, you know, I sent already the requirements to our executive director. She has done the work to direct this motion to managers, but the last answer I got was not yet. Mm-hmm. So, okay. But she had until today.
Thank you
so
very
much. I'll go
sounds
12 and
like
9.
Very successful. Great.
Yeah.
Okay, let me open the phone. Yes, we also participated during their fun drive, some of us on air, and I've got to say it's the first time I have been in a fun drive with Rodrigo, and he did it in Spanish because they don't have Spanish language. It was Spanish-speaking bilingual people who were the hosts of the show. But Rodrigo did this, and this was amazing. He said, Juan Rodriguez, I know you're out there, and I expect you to give us your money now. And, you know, he used all of these Spanish surnames and first names, and the phone started ringing off the hook. And all right. Anyway, so that was they're out there. They're hiding. So aside from that, I just want to ask people to be sure to go to Pacifica.org and look at the bylaws that we're going to be considering in December. Everyone needs to become really familiar. Some of it affects, you know, the listeners and so on and so forth. And it started out with one, and it just kept mushrooming. So now we have quite a few bylaws and amendments I recommend, and everything else will spread out because it's getting late.
Okay. Summer Ruth?
Thank you. Fully concurring on all that. Yes, and some of those bylaws are orphan amendments from last year's term that were picked up by other people and brought forward that we hope people will take a look at and vote on one way or the other. We passed all of our budgets except for national office at the in-person meeting in D.C. Our D.C. hosts were extremely gracious and introduced us to the local community somewhat, and it was a fairly productive meeting. So new general manager there seems to. I discovered something very interesting from a California perspective is we always hear that PSW is a jazz station in a somewhat disparaging way. And so you get to Washington, D.C., and you discover that every taxi driver from every country and everybody else in Washington, D.C. knows who that station is. It has the best name recognition of any station on the network, I think, because it is the only jazz station in Washington, D.C. that's listened to by everybody, Congress and tourists. So, like, we should be aware of that with our sister stations. They may have a slightly different flavor, but if they really serve their local community, that's like our heritage jazz station there.
Yes.
So we should really support that. While I was there, I stayed longer at D.C. I stayed almost a week in D.C., and I stayed 2 weeks in New York City. I looked at the proposed sites for the move for D.C. With our technical staff and management there. I met with management at both PSW and WBAI to discuss various issues to its programming, finances, et cetera. I did a director's inspection in New York City and took a look at a possible site there as well and got a much better feel for what's happening at our stations. And, of course, Occupy Wall Street was breaking out as I arrived in New York. And so I spent 12 days on Wall Street and found that really just it's an incredible movement. Had meetings with the interim PD there as well in terms of what we're doing with news and pushing for more of that kind of local coverage. And I'm glad to hear we're doing more of it here. They're doing more of it there. Had meetings with some of our fundraisers to help facilitate some of the business relationships there so they're more positive for both coasts. So, anyway, great trip and good meeting. And I like the 4-day meeting format, too. I think we got more done that way. So.
Okay.
Margie, I forgot to mention that, that the next PMB meeting will be in Los Angeles. Before we convene.
When?
The last weekend in January. So we all need to gear up for that.
Okay. Thank you, Lydia.
And another point of information, too. I mean, another thing that was important that the PMB also approved a motion against, you know, the death penalty.
Thank you.
The vast majority was okay with it.
Okay. Here's what we're at right now. I know, Bernard, that you need to leave. It's 5:10. What I'd like to do is I'd like to give the public another 7.5 minutes. I'd like to give our treasurer 3, so that's, you know, like 12 minutes more. Mm-hmm. And then looking at the rest of the agenda, I think if we could, I could ask a board member to extend for 25 minutes, and we were all dutiful in making comments in a precise manner. And also, the other thing I'd like to suggest is that for those people who are at the end of the thing, like Brenda, I know your outreach and personnel, et cetera, if somehow governance could get those people maybe moved up to the top. I'm just going to do my chair thing 1 second because I'm going to do a chair report, but I'd like to throw that in. If we could honor those people that are at the bottom, somehow move them up, that would be just my input of how I feel. You guys can submit for me. So, with that being said, do I have a motion to extend for 25 minutes?
Motion to extend for half an hour.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those against? Okay. Okay, we need to do a full yes and no. All those who would like to vote for a 25-minute extension.
Half hour is the motion.
Okay, so we can have a count now. Hands up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All those again? Okay, let's do this. Okay.
We have 7, how many?
7. All those abstaining? 1.
2, 3, 4.
Okay. Motion fails. With that being said, let's go ahead to our public comment for 7.5 minutes and then adjourn.
Thank you. I'm Bella DeSoto. I submitted earlier, several weeks ago, an impression that I had from Alan Minsky as the most recent program oversight committee is lack of respect for the volunteers at the station of many years, and he claimed that only 8 people were interested to him because they brought in the bulk of under $50,000 in the last fund drive. And it shows clearly the demarcation of interest and lack of respect. That, John P. Gary Hassett, and it should be in the archives of this board. Somebody has to pass a motion for that. I also respectfully disagree with the general manager of his misrepresentation. Number one, of what happened on the 30th when there was a change of chairmanship, in which I was elected interim chair. Now there is no interim chair at all for the station, for Jennifer Kaiser and Mr. Bernard Duncan. So we're going to be submitting our interpretation of that, and John P. Gary has been briefed on things that have been happening. Also, there's a petition I've been getting a lot of signatures on to reinstate Henry Walton, the only dedicated labor program on KPFK of many years, and has been disappeared to 8:30 a.m. Sunday morning when you and I are asleep. That's how much we care about labor. It was 1 hour, has been reduced to a half hour, and was an hour where people would call in, speak out, And all of this has been disappeared.
Okay. Also, Stella, hang on. Real time.
But on the site, there is no amendment except about Dick's. Roger.
I would like to ask Summer her interpretation of the plan to deal with New York's rental problems. And also, the last I heard, WPFW was out of a building. And are they in good standing to have an actual building in the future? Is that in the works? They're important, especially now in their area.
Briefly, one is I would like to know something about the solar project other than the contract. For example, did you, are you, will you be considering the feasibility of it vis-a-vis its location geographically on the hill and with all the foliage, or is that totally irrelevant? And this is not just my question, but one of the contributors to that special fund asked me to bring this up.
Okay.
So that's point one. Point two is, I have to respectfully disagree with Della. I was at that CAB meeting. There was no election whatsoever of anybody. Which is not a crime, by the way. I'm just saying that it wasn't.
The minutes were sent down.
Everybody has their own opinions.
It was really a self-selection, which they can do, but anybody can select themselves to be a member or a chair. But there was no election there.
Okay.
Which doesn't mean she's right or wrong otherwise, but on that point, not the case. And, the third thing is meeting in L.A. and meeting the general of the PNB, once again, we ought to do all we can to see that we can cut down on the cost by having, say, like a school or something, has a meeting at a time when a whole facility is available. It's good to have people stay together as well as meet the local people, and also devote a whole day to meet with the local station board and management. And sorry, continue.
Is there a last comments about the PMB, if you wouldn't mind writing?
Pardon me?
It would be nice if you could write those out for us and send them to
the PMB.
I will.
Thank you.
Not new ideas. Several years ago.
No, they're not new, but just to
reminder.
Make us do that. A reminder. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yes, every day. I'm sure that some of you hear a lot of promotion. Scare bar center here, there, asking listeners to donate some money.
Mm-hmm.
But if some of you have gone to a station, I see some of the unpaid staff, every day they are there, who take care of their gas money,
mm-hmm.
for food, you know, for half an hour or for 1 hour program. These poor people, they're coming from poor area, they need some help. Why not to have a fund drive for this unpaid staff?
Mm-hmm.
You people, you don't pay attention that they have food or not, they have gas money or not. They are there 7 days and they are from poor area. Why not, you know, a station, you know, to have half a day just for this unpaid staff that it's very expensive. I know some of them that they have a hard time to pay their rent.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well,
those are good suggestions.
Hi, Terry again. The primary purpose of a community advisory board is to do a needs assessment of the community,
mm-hmm.
and to see how well the station is doing in fulfilling community needs. So it's important to recognize that the CAB is to represent the community to the station.
Communities.
It's
plural.
Yes, communities for the listening area.
Mm-hmm.
Not represent the station to the community.
Exactly.
So the idea that the CAB should be composed only of current subscribers or members is the wrong approach.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, this will be our last speaker. Hello.
Yes, good evening again. Dr. Thomas Halley, one point here. As you know, we've just begun another fund drive cycle, our current fall fund drive, and I'm concerned about the relevance of much of the programming during this drive. I find that a lot of what we get from people like Dr. Nita Valens need Lisa Gar and Christine Blasdale to be very objectionable. Mm-hmm. Now, parenthetically, I'll grant you that occasionally Christine will provide some pretty good material on things like alternative cancer treatment and 9/11, you know, occasionally. But I would say overall, these people frequently feature guests with little or no credentials. For example, Richard Wolff, who has a distinction of being conceived by two medical students in the medical library and being a pretty good storyteller, about it. And absolutely absurd snake oil type, premiums like magic or magnetic healing weather. So a lot of the stuff we get during the fund drives along these lines I find very objectionable, and I think it's very good for the state, very bad for the station's image.
Thank you.
Thank you,
everybody. I'm sorry to those members of the board that did not get to report, and I'd like to apologize to them. I'd like to tell also that our board members that when we weren't able to start till about a half an hour later, if I can help anybody with carpooling or whatever, you know, we should try that. I know some of you have commitments at work, and also the traffic's just been really gnarly lately.
Totally.
Before we adjourn, Summer, if you could
Roger, your question. So WTSW has to move out of their building next year, so they're more urgent because their building is going to be demolished. The manager there, I feel, has things well in hand in terms of assessing what the immediate needs are of the station and looking at an appropriate site.
Will it be a permanent building or a temporary building?
Do you mean are we buying or renting, or?
Well, is there a long-term plan as opposed to just cover your ass?
I think all plans are being considered both short-term and long-term. You know, they're looking long-term, but they're also looking, I believe, at short-term things as well. And as for New York, their lease isn't up until the end of next year, and they're also looking at various alternatives, both dealing with the present site or alternative sites. So they have a little more time to deal with it, and because their building isn't being taken down, it's a different situation.
Right. How about bargaining with Amy Goodman for part of it?
That's a longer discussion, but I would say both managers are actively pursuing appropriate remedies to their present situation. Sure.
Okay. So I want to thank everybody. And if you have your questions about the solar project you're delving into, just the point that you brought up.
Did we
make a report out?
Yes, we did.
I'm just answering.
Again.
What you ask about is part of the discussion, so I want you to know that from the board. Okay, I think that I didn't say too much.
Move to adjourn.
Okay, so we are adjourned.
How about a round of applause for Margie?
Yeah.
Everybody, don't fall in chairs or anything. We're going to swap.